The London Underground was the first mass transit system to offer poetry to its riders as a respite from the indignities of the commute. The English language is celebrated on posters in the trains. Here's a sample.
Many policemen wear upon their shoulders cunning little radios to pass away the time. They talk about the traffic to them, listen to the news, and it helps them to keep down crime. But Sergeant Brown, he wears upon his shoulder a tall green parrot as he's walking up and down. And all the parrot says is, "Who's a pretty boy then?" "I am," says Sergeant Brown.
The very leaves of the acacia tree are London. London tap water fills out the fuchsia buds in the back garden. Blackbirds pull London worms out of the sour soil. The woodlice centipedes eat London, the wasps even. London air through stomata of myriad leaves and million lungs of London breathes. Chlorophyll and hemoglobin do what life can to purify, to return this great explosion to sanity of leaf and wing. Gradual and gentle the growth of London pride, and sparrows are free of all the time in the world, less than a window pane between.
In London, every now and then, I get this craving for my mother's food. I leave art galleries in search of plantains, saltfish, sweet potatoes. I need this link. I need this touch of home, swinging my bag like a beacon against the cold.
Everyone who made love the night before was walking around with flashing red lights on top of their heads. A white-haired old gentleman, a red-faced schoolboy, a pregnant woman who smiled at me from across the street and gave a little secret shrug, as if the flashing red light on her head was a small price to pay for what she knew.
He was my north, my south, my east and west. My working week and my Sunday rest. My moon, my midnight, my talk, my song. I thought that love would last forever. I was wrong.
An excerpt from W.H. Auden's song. We also heard the poetry of Kit Wright, Kathleen Rain, Grace Nichols, and Hugo Williams. They're all collected in the book Poems on the Underground. Mind the gap, dears.